are on for our next session now, and I've been joined by one of the MongoDB champions and a great forum contributor, Ninad. Ninad, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, Kakshit. Thanks for having me here. So I'm Ninad, a senior software engineer in a company called Fatbit. We provide legal services to companies to help them go international, like services like company formation, bank account opening, trademarks, patents, bookkeeping, accounting, compliance, everything legal that they would need. We help them with that, and we make sure that the process is as smooth as possible and as cheap as possible for everyone.
Awesome. And a bit about your journey with the forums and being a champion. Like, yeah?
Yeah. So actually, I started in a freelancing, you know, and I started in JavaScript ecosystem. So I was working with Angular on the front end and Node.js on the back end.
Okay.
And when I started with relational databases because that is what they are teaching us in college.
Right.
But 5-6 years ago, I discovered MongoDB.
Yeah.
That was completely new philosophy that changed everything for me because it was a perfect fit for a JavaScript ecosystem. For the first time, I didn't need the mapping layer where I would say, okay, this column from this table have to map to this property of a JavaScript object, right?
Yeah.
Now, like, I would construct my entities in my code, and I would know that that is exactly how they would be saved in the database, and vice versa. You know, like, if I would fetch something from the database, I would know that is exactly how my JavaScript object would look like. So that is like the main point that I loved and like that
made
me use MongoDB.
Yeah.
After that, exclusively. Another point was the flexibility of schema, because as you know, when you develop new applications, like you cannot know all the requirements immediately. Some things you discover as application evolves.
Yeah.
And when that happens, like you have to change some things in the code, obviously.
Right.
So usually you would have to change some models in your schema for the database as well. And MongoDB made that like as easy as possible.
Yeah.
Just change some property, remove it or add it, and it is as easy as that. And before, you would have to write some complex migration scripts and be careful and worry about everything. And now, like, everything is done immediately. So that was another main point for me. And after that, when I discovered MongoDB, I never, ever used the relational databases again. If you would ask me now, I would not even know how to write a SQL query anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Very true. The flexible schema makes it very interesting for, as well as the working with something that is you know, like as similar as to in your code and then in your database as well.
Exactly. Perfect fit. Direct mapping everything. Yeah.
Right.
Especially JavaScript ecosystem. I would expect the other ecosystems to be the same, but in JavaScript, a perfect fit. Right.
Perfect. Awesome. No, thanks for sharing your journey and thanks for sharing about how you have come up here and how you got into MongoDB and I know you shared a bit about MongoDB and how it fits into the mix of things and how it works perfectly for developers. But just going step back a little and see from the top, how do you think MongoDB fares with a relational database nowadays?
In my opinion, like MongoDB will just go up. There is no way it will go down. It will only go up. It is perfect for all the modern applications. The only way I think it is falling back against relational databases is because all the CTOs are now like, I don't know, 50 years or more, and they were born and they worked with the relational databases from start. So they are hesitant to switch over to something new. Yeah. But new generations will always, in my opinion, always use something for the modern applications, and all new applications will keep using some modern databases as MongoDB. All the people I know, and I am in the startup ecosystem for like 6 years now, everybody is using Mongo, and I never had to use relational databases for any type of the application ever since I started in Mongo. And I worked with many different sectors like e-commerce, legal, HR, recruitment, analytics, like everywhere the Mongo is used nowadays.
And it has done the job.
Yeah, perfectly.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I will go into some other direction right now, which is basically you are a MongoDB community champion.
Yes.
You are a MongoDB user group leader. You are contributing on the forums of MongoDB and helping people out. What motivates you to do that? What motivates you to give back to the community? And for the listeners today, how can they contribute to the community?
Yeah. Got it. So when I started, as I said, I started in a freelancing. So I had to learn as much as possible to be a competitor on the market, right?
Yeah.
And I usually all the developers visit Stack Overflow at least once in a day. I was visiting multiple times in a day. And when I got enough knowledge to know a lot and that I can share with others, I started writing answers.
Wow.
And when I started writing answers, I discovered that I was learning the more than I expected by just writing answers. Usually, I would know how to help somebody, but there was like a missing pieces that I would have to cover for their specific use case. So I had to discover these missing pieces initially in order to give them the complete solution. And then like that is where the dots are fitting in your head, you know. So I would suggest everyone start with Stack Overflow. And then obviously with MongoDB community forums, that is like for people that don't know, that is like a Stack Overflow, but for MongoDB exclusively. Then I started my own blog. I was writing articles on my own blog. Then I was invited to write articles for MongoDB blog. And like it was like the most amazing things endeavor because like MongoDB is read by millions of people. So it gave me like a big exposure. That is like the best thing you can have. Also, when somebody tells you thank you, you know, that means a lot. When you help somebody, when you know that you helped somebody, that is like a big thing.
I mean, go ahead.
So yeah, like you can contribute, you can join the community. There are local MongoDB user groups everywhere. So we started one in Serbia 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And we are having like another meetup this month about AI and the real RAG systems and vector search and everything. So I would invite everybody to join their local communities, get to connect with other people, and meet like the experts from the field and get enhance their knowledge.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. I think just to summarize what Ninad mentioned, that we should start learning by helping others. He had a similar journey. He went on to forums. He made sure that he's trying to answer everybody as well as in that process learning something. And he suggests that you should go to your local meetups, meet the community, interact with them. If you are in Serbia, Ninad leads a meetup in Belgrade, and he will be, you know, he'll be running a meetup next month. A meetup this month. It's October already now. And he'll be running a meetup on AI, RAG, and building
vector
AI vector search systems with MongoDB. Yeah. Awesome. Ninad, one last question before we head for the day. Which is something around, you know, this event and MongoDB 8.0. If you have been hearing about it, what is that is keeping you most or exciting you the most?
Oh, for 8.0, I would say credible encryption. That is like the feature I like the most because now you don't have to worry about like most of the compliance to be regulation with GDPR and all of the legal stuff in various countries. If you actually to encrypt your data, you can just now, you don't have to worry about the business logic on your side, on the application side. You can just leverage the MongoDB client that do everything for you, and like you can even query the encrypted data. That's amazing, and that's like unique for MongoDB.
Yeah. So we are very excited about that as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Ninad. It was great having you, and it's been great being with you and other champions here this week. And we hope to see you contributing more and learning more with us. And thanks very much
for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.